father's contradictions.
Sex catches you
and breaks your new dreams daily.
Each day, more day.
Look behind the daydream. Look behind the daydream. The happy ever after is at the end of the rainbow. White noise in a white room. 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 Trapped in heaven lifestyle.
Long, long cash.
You're looking out for pleasure.
Angst, lock, torture.
It's at the end of the rainbow.
White noises.
The happy ever. Your new dreams daily.
Long cash.
Father's contradiction.
Six counts as news.
And breaks your new dreams daily.
Each day, more day.
Just behind the daydream. Just behind the daydream. The happy ever after. It's at the end of the rainbow.
Defendants rise. Considering all the facts and arguments presented by both counsel, and after careful deliberation, I find the defendants guilty as charged. Do you wish to waive the right to a pre-sentence hearing?
No.
Yes, Your Honor.
Taking into account the severe and ruthless nature of this crime and the bleak prospects for your rehabilitation, I hereby sentence you to serve 125 years in the custody of the Commissioner of the Department of Corrections.
What? What? What?
Wait, no, 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 wait, no, 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 sit, 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 sit. You know, we didn't do it. There's a misunderstanding.
That's right.
We didn't do it.
We didn't.
I didn't. Our lawyer
told
us to come up. He's joking. He means
I
we
told
didn't
him.
Do it.
See,
we didn't do it.
Have you got the right case?
This is Monroe and Donahue.
Harry Monroe. Harry Monroe. Look under there. Look
sir.
Under that. In black. Tall.
Sir,
blonde,
we didn't.
Black man.
How much does that mean in actual time?
30 years, tops.
I'm gonna be a dead old man. I don't wanna do 125. I don't wanna do one. I don't even wanna do 100. I can't. I'll kill this motherfucker. What?
I'm fighting mad about what happened in there.
It's all right. It's not the end of the world. Now, what do you think our next move should be? Right,
start your sentence. I'll get the appeal going.
125 years.
Stop it. It's
oh
only
God,
30 years.
Oh, God.
Can you get your staff?
I'll be 161 when I get out.
I don't know. Try and track down those guys who really pulled it off.
It's only a one-man show, but listen, come to think of it. I have a cousin visiting from Massachusetts. She's a terrific social worker. Bright as a penny, could be helpful.
125 years. I won't be back there, children.
I'm on children. We gonna move this land. Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling, wait long. The noonday train will bring Frank Miller. If I'm a man, I must be brave, and I must face that deadly killer. I'll lie a coward, a craven coward. I'll lie a coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty. Supposing I lose my fair beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in the state's prison, thought it would be my life or his. And I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise when we wed. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, I can't be leaving until I shoot Frank Miller dead. Wait long, wait long, wait long, wait long.
Orioles over the Red Sox 3-2 last night, extending the O's winning streak to 7. And finally, today is Memorial Day. Sunny skies and warm temperatures for veterans marching in parades across the metropolitan area. Highs today in the 70s. It's 58 degrees.
You know, Robin, let me interrupt for a second. I'm glad you brought up Memorial Day. You know, I was in Vietnam. I'd like to talk to you about it. I had 11 kills in Vietnam. And I'm telling you, I really should have had more. Officially, I should have had more kills. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. I was in a goop village, and I come upon a schoolhouse. So I grab one of my grenades off my belt, and I throw it right into the schoolhouse. And I blow up the whole damn thing. So I'm out there counting all the bodies.
You threw a grenade into a school?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. I must have killed like 200 kids. My dickhead lieutenant comes up to me, and he says, Stern, those are little kids. That counts as one person.
Howard, I was in the military. I was a captain in the Air Force. What were you?
What was I?
Yeah, what were you?
What were you again?
I was a captain.
That's what I was. I was a captain.
And what were you in?
I was in Vietnam.
Ugh. Army, Navy?
In the Army.
Did you have a division?
103rd.
103rd what?
I was in the 103rd. I don't know what I was in, Robin, but I'm saying that I was in the 103rd. And the point of this whole thing is that I think a kill is a kill is a kill. And killing a kid should be just as good as killing an adult.
Well, I suppose even if you're killing children, they should count them.
I got some music for you now, DC 101.
You're not even old enough to have been in Vietnam.
Duh.
One, two, three, four.
My sister got lucky, married a yuppie, took him for all he was worth. Now she's a swinger, dating a singer. I can't decide which is worse, but not me, baby. bad.
Come with me. Look around, mister. All this I built. Up to my armpits in blood and shit. Where there was desert, now there's a town. There was robbery, this tree. Where there was despair, now there's hope. Civilization. And I'll do anything to protect it. Today is necessary to kill a man. What do you say?
What do you pay?
I'll re-equip you. Vehicles, animals, fuel if you want. It's a generous offer.
Why me? You got warriors, you got weapons, you just give the order.
We are dealing with subtleties here.
This is no enemy. It's almost family.
Oh, I see. Real civilized.
The reasons don't concern you, just the conditions. Do you want the deal or not?
The first is that no one knows you're working for Auntie. You hit him, you go. The second is it's a fair fight. The third is it's to the death.
Who's the bunny?
Yeah. Call it underworld. That's where Buttertown gets his energy.
What, oil, natural gas?
Pigs.
You mean pigs like those?
That's right.
Bullshit.
Pig shit.
What?
Pig shit. The lights, the motors, the vehicles, all run by a high-powered gas called methane. Methane comes from pig shit.
Have a look. Tell me what you see.
I see a big guy giving a little guy a piggyback.
Master Blaster. They're a unit. They even share the same name.
The little one is called Master. He's the brains. He runs Underworld. The other one is Blaster. He's the muscle. Together, they can be very powerful.
And they are also arrogant.
We want to keep the brain. Dump the body.
He's big. How good is he?
He can beat most men with his breath.
I want to get a closer look at him. How do I get in there?
It's a factory, isn't it? Ask for what?
I don't know anything about methane.
You can shovel shit, can't you?
Down, washing out the cat on town, and she's falling.
fit to burst upon each other. Whoa. My lady, our arenas and our cornfields, riding in the daybreak, living like a lusty outlaw, running through the grass for hours, rolling through the hay, oh, like a puppy child.
Picture with you.
That's Winston. He works here.
Damn, he's a big one, ain't he? Y'all tight?
Yeah.
But you was boss, though, right?
Yeah.
Bet it was your idea to take that picture, too, wasn't it?
Hey, there's only three reasons you couldn't make your court appearance. One, you're in a hospital. Two, you're in jail. Three, your ass is dead. That means you're not my friend, man. Why are you
Winston?
Putting in that kind of... Wait, hold on a second. Wait a minute.
I'm gonna be gone for a few hours.
Where you going?
Del Amo Mall, catch a movie, maybe something to eat.
What you gonna see?
Something that starts soon and looks good.
Shoot, have fun.
Bail bonds.
Yeah, Max there?
He ain't here right now, man.
Well, where he at? Out of town?
He's around, man.
Well, give me his home number.
No, I give you his beeper number.
All right, break off the beeper number, nigga.
You're right. It was our Del. You have time. You think you could, find out where he's staying for me?
Cops can't locate him, huh?
They don't have your winning personality.
Sure thing. I don't have to know what I'm doing, just as long as you know.
I think I do. Good enough?
Bet.
How'd you find me anyway?
Winston found you.
How'd he find me?
That's what he does. He finds people that don't want to be found.
Oh, what bully for that nigga.
How'd you know where he was?
I found him.
What do you mean you found him?
That's my job.
Give me a time to realize.
The biggest attribute psychologically, Lesnar truly believes there is no one in the WWE that one-on-one that can beat him, and thus far Lesnar has been right.
Well, you know, he's put that in his head. Paul Heyman.
His agent.
Yeah, look out, there you go.
Nice tornado DDT by Matt Hardy. The man had taken such a beating.
What?
He's unable to cover.
Oh, look, look at this. Heyman's concerned. Oh, look at the concern on Heyman's face. Hey, Brock, why don't you tag your partner? You're a little dazed.
And Jeff Hardy gets a tag. Lesnar did not look to make a tag on that exchange, but Matt did tag in Jeff.
Whoa! Another move, the Hardy's hit on Lesnar.
Nice high impact move, the high risk by the Daredevil on the job chapter by Jeff Hardy.
Yes,
the teamwork.
The Hardy's again.
Right now, you couldn't dynamite Heyman's brother Lars Keister outside out of the corner.
Look at Heyman's face. He can't believe what he's seeing.
Oh, he's a living, breathing septic tank.
He may have to tag in. Would that be great?
And that is vintage Hardy offense right there. High impact close on him. Matt Hardy taking Lesnar all. Now look at the Hardys.
Yeah.
That's a good thing that Heyman's wearing dark pants.
That leaves you, partner.
I think Heyman is. He just.
Did he
run
himself?
Oh, snuck like he did more than that.
Oh, he's caught. He's caught down. Look at his hand. Look at his hand. Look at his hand.
And Matt Hardy hammering Paul Heyman. Give it to him.
It is.
The Hardys are having their way with Heyman.
Oh, wait,
but Heyman's not the legal man.
Lesnar
is.
Lesnar's back.
And I think Lesnar may be back to stay. Heyman. Oh, look at this. Jeff Hardy was so. I think about cutting. Wait a minute. Lesnar trips. Jeff Hardy had a swanton bomb with Heyman's name written all over it. And.
Oh, Hardy just hit hands.
Lesnar elevated Jeff right in the mat. The Hardy skulls crack. And that lesson is over. Look at Heyman. Look at this walking grease trap. He's begging for the tag.
Oh, he wants to get the pin. Oh, look at that. Oh, he's getting in the ring.
He's already soiled himself. You can smell it. I don't believe this. Yes. This is as sickening as that human being.
Look. Here are your winners, Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman.
You think Heyman just won the undisputed title? Look at his face. Yeah, you really did something.
King, this is just making me physically offended. I hope to God he doesn't disrobe his pose.
I hope he's going to tear his shirt off like Hulk Hogan. No, he couldn't tear his shirt.
But Heyman talking trash to Jeff Hardy. It's as if Heyman was just involved in a 30-minute match.
Look, Heyman's got the body of a god. Unfortunately, it's Buddha. Look at that.
one but ask her to live happily ever after, Miss Amanda Jones. On and on she goes, little Miss Amanda Jones. Hey girl, don't you realize the money invested in you? Hey girl, you just got to find someone who really put your family through. Hey. Off and off you go. I'm Amanda Jones. Discotheque crowd, I'm a lady, you just rather the crowd. It's Amanda Jones. Hey girl, with your nonsense nose, I'm pointing right down at the floor. Hey girl, your suspender shows, and the girl behind you looks a bit unsure.
Thank you. shove it.
Come on, smile. Say flesh. Oh, the pencil's babies.
What?
Fell for the oldest trick in the book.